Ah, there's the music that means it's time to span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We'll begin with one for every parent who was forced to drive down to Scott Trade Center over the weekend and take their kids to see the Justin Bieber concert. Did you hear about the Justin Bieber hoax? Dozens of Justin Bieber fans have been fooled into shaving their heads, believing that he has cancer. Some pranksters online asked young fans to shave their heads in a show of support for Bieber and then post the photos with the hashtag #BaldForBieber. Turns out to be a hoax. Justin Bieber does not have cancer. But dozens and dozens of kids did shave their heads and tweet pictures of themselves supporting Justin Bieber. Now we go to Beverly Hills, California, where last night a security guard at Tom Cruise's house used a stun gun on a would-be prowler about 9:30 last night. Cruise wasn't there, neither was his family. Actually, I don't think his family lives there anymore. Didn't Katie take... Well, I don't know which kids are living with him and which aren't, but none of them were home. The security guard at his house saw a man climbing a fence to gain access to the property, used the stun gun to detain him until the cops got there. When the cops got there, the guy explained to them, I live next door. And sure enough, he's a 41-year-old guy who lives next door to Tom Cruise in Beverly Hills and got drunk that night. For some reason, couldn't get himself onto his own property. Why he had to climb over a fence and not realize it was his own property, I don't know. He was taken into custody for trespassing, treated at a hospital for some internal problems from the stun gun, but charges have now been dropped. Now we go to central China, where Zhao Yulong has been sentenced to a year in jail for ringing a bell. It's the bell that was used to end a national college entrance exam, and he rang it too early, forcing students to hand in their papers nearly 5 minutes before the exam should have ended. 1,050 students handed in their exams before being required to do so, leading to thousands of students and parents gathering multiple times at the school and the local education bureau to demand that the government investigate. Last week, a court sentenced Zhao to 1 year in jail for negligence, for ringing a bell 4 minutes and 48 seconds early. A year in jail. But then the court essentially gave him a one-year reprieve, like a suspended sentence. But he doesn't work at the school anymore. That exam, by the way, is the exam equivalent to our SAT, which the kids in China take to get into college, and there are very few slots, and it's very, very competitive, and so you can see why people were stressed out, but a year in jail seemed a little harsh. Now we go to Clinton, Massachusetts, where in August, a guy named Dean Weeks was ordered to fix his ex-wife's dryer as part of a divorce settlement, but Dean was having a little problem with Doreen, his ex. So instead of fixing the dryer, he booby-trapped it so it would explode the next time she used it. Doreen said one day she was doing some wash and she heard what sounded like a cartoon ticking, 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 and then boom. The boom burned Doreen's legs so much so that she was taken to the hospital in an ambulance, but it also blew her tiny dog clear out of the apartment's second floor window. Then Dean showed up and tried to scare Doreen into silence and scared two of her co-workers into lying about it if they were questioned by the police. That didn't work. Last week, Dean pleaded not guilty to charges of assault and battery with a deadly weapon. He's going to go to court. The dog, by the way, is okay. And we finish with this one. Remember in When Harry Met Sally, when Billy Crystal's character told Meg Ryan that men and women can't just be friends because sex always gets in the way? A new story in Scientific American says he was right. Researchers brought 88 pairs of undergraduate opposite-sex friends into a science lab and asked them both as couples and individually how they felt about each other. The results show that men are much more attracted to their female friends than vice versa, and they also think that their female friends are more attracted to them than they really are. In fact, men's estimates of how attractive they were to their female friends had virtually nothing to do with how those women actually felt. They literally wanted these guys as friends and nothing more. The whole time the guy's thinking, We're going to end up in bed eventually. We're going to end up in bed eventually. No, you're not, was the way the women were thinking. The whole article's in Scientific American if you want to read all the details. Sit down and share it with your opposite sex friend who you have no plans on getting involved in. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. From the Big 550 KTRS.